support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
My name is James Lorham. I'm Director of Sales for North America for Aber.
And we had you on the show last year.
Okay.
And I look forward to seeing what else we've got this year. But what is Aber?
So we're best known for our robotic pool cleaners. But we've had some quite an interesting past year listening to our customers and also introducing new products.
Okay. What kind of new products do we have?
So we listened to our customers from the past year, the last couple of years also, and we've completely redesigned our products.
Okay.
Look, feel, and performance also. Starting with our above-ground pools that we have, pool robot cleaners. So we have two models now. One is water-propelled, and the other one also has a motor. That now it's, when you have those above-ground pools or have a vinyl lining, what they'll do is any kind of inconsistencies on the bottom of the pool, they'll actually now have the power to be able to go over it now.
Okay.
Which is good, because the ones that were water-propelled, sometimes they would get hung up on some of those ripples on a vinyl pool. So now we have two models for above-ground pools now, and also different price points because of the different applications that they can do and different performance. Even the model, the E1 model I just talked about, where it has the motor and it can actually go over some of those ripples. I mean, you're talking about a starting point of $399.
Okay.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, for that. Sure.
So then we have a step up from there. We have the S1, and the S1 is actually much better. So when you see this product, you'll see that it actually has like Caterpillar tracks on it for wheels, kind of like an off-road vehicle. Caterpillar trailer. So that actually helps you with any kind of inconsistencies or obstacles on the bottom of a pool. For example, especially out here in the Midwest, you have these pop-ups. The pop-ups are basically like an underwater sprinkler system. So what it does, it helps push water along and debris and pushes it down towards the drainage system of a pool.
Oh, okay.
Our previous models would sometimes get caught up on that. We've eliminated that process because now it just goes right over, like a 4x4, just goes right over it, which is great.
Okay.
So that's on the S1. Then we have the S1 Pro, which is my personal favorite. It does the same thing as the S1, but take it up a little notch. It's kind of like on steroids a little bit here. Bigger unit, bigger capacity when it comes to pick up debris on the bottom of the pool. However, not only does it go up the walls similar to S1 does, but this particular model also can go horizontal on the water line. So when it goes up the wall and it scrubs the water line, if you have a pool, you have like a black film. Mm-hmm. That you have. Well, this one will actually go horizontal across the pool as well.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Has an application that goes with it also, so you can do scheduled cleaning.
Nice.
And a real nice feature is you can actually check the pH balance and temperature of the pool as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
Definitely useful. So you could then, make your adjustments to the pH levels and to your chemicals to balance out your pH.
Imagine if you're driving home from work. And you see your pool needs more chlorine, you can actually pick some up at the store before you get home.
Right. You don't have to go back out.
Or if you're at the store already and you know, hey, do I need chemicals? Do I need any chlorine for my pool? You can actually check your unit. You will have to, in order to do that remotely, you have to use our HydroCom buoy, which is a device that basically floats in the pool, communicates with the robot in the water, connects to your Wi-Fi at home, and that sends a signal to your app.
That makes sense. Fair enough. Water is notoriously awful for
some of these features
signals.
I've mentioned are complete upgrades from our previous models. And before I get to the last model also, we've completely redesigned our models, and I kind of call it like the Tesla of pool robots.
Okay.
We have smooth lines. They're rounded off. It's sexy. And at the same time, it looks sort of like a little beast at the same time. So it's a really cool-looking product now.
Yeah. If it's a Tesla, it's a Roadster.
Exactly.
What you're saying.
It's so cool. I mean, it comes in two colors. So we have white, and we also have a black grayish color. So last year, we only had three models in the market. Now we have a total of five models.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the last one right now, but that's the bad boy right there. That's the big boy right there. And that's going to be our Ultra. And the Ultra model does everything that the S1 does, the S1 Pro does. But this one takes it a little bigger. It can clean up to 2,500 square foot pool, which is a very large pool. It's a very large pool. The S1 Pro does 2,100.
Okay.
And the S1, the first one I mentioned, that comes walls, does 1,600. But this one does 2,500 square feet. Think about the average size of your home.
I was going to say, that's That's 50% more.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And 2,500 square feet is
big.
Huge.
It's a big pool.
Yeah.
And so that model will also climb the walls, clean the bottom of the pool, but also goes horizontal across the side along that little dirty line everyone has inside their pools. So these models also are capable of using our floating solar-powered panel. So basically, it's tethered to the robot that's going around.
Oh.
It's a floating device that goes on top, and it would charge your unit at all times. Pretty cool.
Okay. So that way you don't have to...
Take it out.
Hook it, out of the water and put it somewhere to charge
Precisely.
It and whatnot. And, okay.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, right. For sure. What kind of price points are we looking at on these guys?
So with our basic model entry level, it starts off at $199. And then the last one I just told you about goes for $1499, the ultra model. Goes for $1499. So it's very, very affordable. Aper is known as a price disruptor in this category. They really are.
Okay.
And I'm really proud of my company at the same time. You know, I want to do a little shout out to our R&D professionals. We have over 200 R&D professionals working on all the product lines that we have. It's crazy.
That's a lot of
People.
Yeah.
Design, implication, and ready to go to market at the same time. And really proud to work with everybody. Really proud.
As well you should be. Where are we in these products? Are they out now? Are they coming soon? Are they variable?
So our new product, it will be available starting, I'd say, mid-March to late March.
Okay.
And you can find our products in basically almost all major retailers here in the U.S. and also in Canada, throughout Europe as well. So some of our retailers are all going to be all your big box stores from Lowe's to Home Depot, Walmart. Best Buy is coming online as well, too. Best Buy Canada is coming online. And some other partners that you'll see us, I can't mention right now, but they are all coming to us. And we're going to them, and we're looking really, it's really hopeful. I will say here at CES, this is my first year with Aper at CES.
Okay.
I'm a veteran of CES for many years, but my first time with Aper, and I can tell you, if you had a chance to come to our event party that we had yesterday, 11:30 in the morning, it was unbelievable the turnout and reception that we got.
Yeah.
And the folks that were coming to us telling us, wow, you guys are really improved. The product is amazing. I had some of our customers that we have right now in the U.S. come by and see our booth and just say they're just can't wait for this new product line to come out. They just can't wait.
That's great to hear.
Good to hear. Yeah.
And there was good reception last year, too.
There was.
So the fact that in that 12 months, there's been enough of a hop to get the reception again.
I would be scolded if I did not mention our new product line that we entered into a new channel.
Okay.
And it's called the Horizon U1. Aper has introduced themselves into the robotic lawnmower business now.
It seemed inevitable.
It seemed.
The concept was similar enough that it seemed like the perfect side-by-side there.
If you go to aper.com real soon, you'll see it on there. And this little guy is amazing.
Yeah.
We took our inspiration from the Mars rover when we designed it. I personally think it looks like from guys from my generation, the TV show Lost in Space, the robot that was on that show.
Okay.
I kind of think it looks like that. It is really cool looking. And we use RTK technology, which is fantastic. And the reason for that is other models out there in the market, you have to bury a wire underground to cut off your perimeter in your property. You don't have to do it with our product, with RTK.
Okay.
So in layman's term, what you do is you open up the app, you set up your product. And what you'll do is you'll map out your property line. Obstacles, maybe you have a bird feeder, maybe your edging of your guarding is a little, it's not straight lines or like it's kind of wavy a little bit. So you can actually dot out your property line. The robot learns it, and using GPS also, it'll stay within those perimeters.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
To what accuracy?
Within a meter.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's about the accuracy of consumer GPS. So
it has all of the safety features that other robots have to have as well too. So optical avoidance and optical obstruction. So if a child were to run out in front of it, even your small dog, it would pick it up and it would actually stop.
Okay.
So those are safety features, and our robot, of course, is going to have that as well. It has a rain indicator that if it starts to rain, it'll go find itself and park itself in this charging station. So it's good for up to 20,000 square feet, which is a really large piece of property.
Yeah, it is.
It's big.
Okay.
Really big.
So when is that going to come online?
It's going to be probably, I'd say, Q3 or Q4 this year.
Okay.
And best part, under $2,000.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Any information about more detailed information on that, you said, will be on the website.
On the website as well. Yeah. And if you're here at CES, come to our booth. We are in the North Hall in the 9000 section, and we have a demonstrator right there as well.
So that's why we didn't get to see you this year, because last year it was right there.
Well, I did an interview early this morning, and it was actually picked as one of the hot trend products of CES this year in 2024. So they came out into the show. If I'm not mistaken, I believe USA Today came out and did something on a product as well.
Cool.
And NBC as well.
I'm getting a nod from off camera.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
That you're correct. USA Today, yes.
Awesome.
Well, very cool. For people to find out more about the product line, how can they do that?
Go to apron.com. Or stop by our booth here at CES. How about that?
There you go. Very cool.
All right.
Thanks for coming over and giving us an update on the product.
Big fan of yours.
Thank you.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.